Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. 101 years ago this week, Utah's first Eastern Orthodox Church, Holy Trinity, was dedicated. The church, which fronted forth south, became the center of spiritual life for many Eastern and Southern Europeans who lived in Salt Lake City and around the Intermountain West. But it was Utah's Greek community that was the driving force behind the construction and consecration of the church. Most of Utah's early Greek settlers were men who felt duty-bound to provide for their families and left poverty-stricken Greece in the hopes of finding temporary jobs in America. Labor agents for railroads and western mining companies preyed on these desperate men, luring them away to the Intermountain West from ports like New York and San Francisco, almost as soon as they got off the boat from Greece. Typically, the agent would first charge the new immigrant an excessively steep fee to place him in a job, and then collect a $1 kickback from each month's salary. One particularly repugnant labor agent, Leonidas Scliris, nicknamed the Tsar of the Greeks, lived in an opulent apartment in the Hotel Utah and publicly flaunted his diamond jewelry, bought with money he collected from poor immigrant workers. In the initial years of Greek immigration to Utah, very few women came with their husbands and fathers. In fact, in 1910, fewer than 10 Greek women lived in the state. Over time, though, Greek men began staying longer in America and started bringing family members to their ethnic neighborhood on Salt Lake's west side. Holy Trinity soon became a place for family worship, where children were baptized, young men and women were married, and whole families were given the sacraments. Eventually, the community outgrew the old church, and a new one had to be built. The new church, also named Holy Trinity, still stands on the corner of 3rd West and 3rd South. For KCPW's BeHype Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcbw.org.